You were the first to find the tomb's hiding place, so we owe you our gratitude for leading us to it. I returned their bow. Thanks, guys, but actually Artemis here found it first, totally on her own, a month before I did. Yeah, for all the good it did me, Artemis said. I couldn't defeat the Lich at Joust. I'd been at it for weeks when this punk showed up and did it on his first try. She explained how we met, and how she finally managed to beat the king the following day, right after the server reset at midnight. I have H here to thank for my jousting prowess, I said. We used to play all the time here in the basement. That's the only reason I beat the king in my first attempt. Ditto, H said. He stretched out his hand, and we bumped fists. Daito and Shoto both smiled. It was the same with us, Daito said. My brother and I have been playing joust against one another for years, because the game was mentioned in Anorak's almanac.
Great, Artemis said, throwing up her hands. Good for you guys. You were all prepared in advance. I'm so happy for you. Bravo.
She gave us all a sarcastic golf clap, which made everyone laugh.
Now, can we adjourn the Mutual Admiration Society and get back to the topic at hand?
Sure, H said, smiling.
What was the topic at hand?
The Sixers? Artemis offered.
Right, of course.
H rubbed the back of his neck while biting his lower lip, something he always did when he was trying to gather his thoughts.
You said they found the tomb less than an hour ago, right?
So any minute now, they'll reach the throne room and face off against the Lich. But what do you think happens when multiple avatars enter the burial chamber at the same time? I turned to Daito and Shoto. Your names appeared on the scoreboard on the same day, just a few minutes apart. So you entered the throne room together, didn't you? Daito nodded.
Yes, he said. And when we stepped on the dais, two copies of the king appeared, one for each of us to play.
Great, Artemis said. So it might be possible for hundreds of Sixers to joust for the copper key at the same time, or even thousands.
Yeah, Shoto said. But to get the key, each Sixer has to beat the Lich at joust, which we all know isn't easy.
The Sixers are using hacked immersion rigs, I said. Sorrento was boasting about it to me. They've got it set up so that different users can control the actions of every one of their avatars, so they can just have their best joust players take control of each Sixer avatar during the match against a Sararak, one after the other. Cheating bastards, H repeated.
The Sixers have no honor, Daito said, shaking his head.
Yeah, Artemis said, rolling her eyes. We've established that.
It gets worse, I said.
Every Sixer has a support team made up of Halliday scholars, video game experts, and cryptologists who are there to help them beat every challenge and solve every puzzle they encounter. Playing through the war game simulation will be a piece of cake for them. Someone will just feed them the dialogue.
Unbelievable, H muttered. How are we supposed to compete with that?
We can't, Artemis said. Once they have the copper key, they'll probably locate the first gate just as quickly as we all did. It won't take them very long to catch up with us. And once they have the riddle about the jade key, they'll have their eggheads working around the clock to decipher it. If they find the jade key's hiding place before we do, they'll barricade it too, I said. And then the five of us will be in the same boat everyone else is in now.
Artemis nodded.
H kicked the coffee table in frustration.
This isn't even remotely fair, he said. The Sixers have a huge advantage over all of us. They've got an endless supply of money, weapons, vehicles, and avatars. There are thousands of them, all working together.
Right, I said. And each of us is on our own. Well, except for you two, I nodded at Daito and Shoto. But you know what I mean. They've got us outnumbered and outgunned, and that isn't going to change anytime soon.
What are you suggesting? Daito asked.
He suddenly sounded uneasy. I'm not suggesting anything, I said. I'm just stating the facts as I see them.
Good, Daito replied, because it sounded like you were about to propose some sort of alliance between the five of us.
H studied him carefully.
So? Would that be such a terrible idea?
Yes, it would, Daito said curtly. My brother and I hunt alone. We don't want or need your help.
Oh, really? H said. A second ago, you admitted needing Parzival's help to find the Tomb of Horrors.
Daito's eyes narrowed. We would have found it on our own, eventually. Right, H said. It probably would have only taken you another 5 years.
Come on, H, I said, stepping between them. This isn't helping.
H and Daito glared at each other in silence, while Shoto stared up at his brother uncertainly. Artemis just stood back and watched, looking somewhat amused.
We didn't come here to be insulted, Daito said finally. We're leaving.